your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. So if you'd like to revisit something that you've heard, just click on USAprepares.com. Click on Listen to Vincent, and the podcasts are running. The downloads are available for free. It's all free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you.
Hey, Frank. It's always good to hear your voice. Frank, we've got a meetup tonight. I want to share some of the thoughts with you. We have a meetup every Monday night at a restaurant, our local hangout in Springfield, Missouri, Ziggy's. And we're going to watch a movie tonight. It's called Shade, S-H-A-D-E. It's about global dimming. And, class, I'd like to recommend that you go to YouTube and search on Shade, S-H-A-D-E. Download it and watch it with your family. It ties the global agenda all together. So that's what we're going to do tonight at Ziggy's. And then we'll have a roundtable discussion. I will be leading that. And I'd like to know from our meetup group what they've learned over the last 3 years with us at USAprepares.com and what they would like to learn. I'd like to know that. And I'd like to ask each person who is participating in the meetup to come up to the microphone and tell us what he or she has learned, what they need to learn, and how their preparedness has changed and what they need to do. So everyone will have a chance to come up to the microphone tonight. And the reason I talk about this on the air, how we do our meetups, is so that you can have your own meetup where you live. And here's an example. After we do the roundtable, Janet Randall, who is one of us, she's been to all of our expos, comes to all the meetups, she is going to be talking about a meetup that she has in Springfield, Missouri. So she has one on another night, not Monday. She's going to introduce what she's teaching her classes at her meetup, and I think that's fabulous. And then Deborah Brewster has been coming to our meetups for about 6 months, 9 months or so, and she is a real estate investor, and she's going to talk about the meetup that she started in her neighborhood, how she is working with her neighbors to get them prepared for whatever may happen to them. So she lives in a neighborhood with some young children, and you know, a lot of families with young children. It's a diverse neighborhood. The property values range from about $100,000 to $300,000. So it's a great opportunity for her to work with her neighbors who are doing all kinds of trades, meaning all kinds of jobs. They're in the trades, they're professionals. It's a great way to meet the neighbors and to help each other so that as times get worse, you'll know who each other is. So that's what she's doing, and she's going to share with us how that's working. What are your thoughts, Frank?
I like it. I like what you said.
Would that work in your would that work in your neighborhood?
I think it would. Yes.
Okay. So you could get together with your neighbors, and here's what she did. She put a flyer out on everybody's at everybody's door, and she basically said, you know, what if there was an emergency, and what if assistance couldn't get here? Would you know what to do? would you know how to respond? And let me, here it is. I've got it. It says, what if no public authority came in an emergency disaster? What would you do? Who would you call? If you could, who could you count on? Who could you trust? What if you are separated from your family? You need to have an emergency plan. And then it says, they're now forming, and she has the name of her subdivision. It's called the Neighborhood Emergency Response Group. And she says that she's the host and where she lives and her and the time she was going to have it. And she says, adults only, and you must have proof of address that you live in this particular subdivision. And then it says, so let's be prepared for medical emergencies, tornadoes, fires, ice storms, power outages, riots, or looting. Can we count on you? And then she has her RSVP number. So basically she's saying to her neighbors, who many of whom she's never met, if you can prove that you live here, come and join us, and we should talk about how we can work together. And that's one of the things that we try to encourage here at USAPreparedness.com, that we have to build community. We have to go back to the ways that we, the way we used to live and work together with our neighbors. You know, imagine those days in the 1950s and 1960s where you could go to your neighbors and borrow a cup of sugar or coffee. And if the neighbor's house, if the neighbor wasn't there, it'd be okay to walk in, you know, knock first, say, anybody home? Well, nobody's home. And then borrow that cup of sugar. And then later on, when you see your neighbor, say, oh, by the way, I borrowed a cup of sugar. That was all perfectly acceptable back in the 1950s or 60s. Today, you probably get shot doing it. Unless your neighbor knows who you are. Unbelievable. So that's what Deborah's doing. Frank, there are a lot of things that we can talk about. And one of them is gold and silver. Just before the broadcast, I checked the spot price for gold, $13,1790. So basically $1,318. And the spot price for silver was 21.82. But a nice silver dollar is still $35. You can't get one for the spot price. It's impossible. Unless the person selling it has no idea what it is. But in a fair market, in a free market, the price for a silver dollar is around $35, with the spot price being $21.82 an ounce. What do you think? We're going sideways or what? It hasn't changed all that much.
I think this is actually a new bottom forming for silver. When you look before, the bottom was, say, between $5 and $9 an ounce. Mm-hmm. And then silver went from $9 to $16 an ounce. And now you're looking at a new low bottom here at $20, $21, $22 an ounce. Mm-hmm. So what it's saying is every time gold takes a big, or silver takes a big leap up, like when it went to 50, almost, you know, knocked on $48 an ounce, although it's corrected, you know, reversal, you're looking at a new bottom for silver here. And I think probably the same case can be said for gold. When you had cash cost was $500 an ounce, cash cost is $1,500 an ounce, $900 an ounce, and now cash cost is $1,300 an ounce. Now you're looking, because all the low-hanging fruit is no longer there anymore. So cost for operating these mines and producing has only gone higher. So therefore, I think you're going to see higher low prices, if it makes sense, for precious metals.
So do you have a feel for where we're going?
I think it's formed a bottom here, and I think if the dollar keeps going sideways like this, if anything on the weaker side, it could probably set the stage for a new rally in the gold, in the metals market.
Well, I can't imagine. I was on a broadcast about a half hour before we started this morning. I was on a local radio station, and I mentioned the privacy factor of precious metals and how we talk about that. And I mentioned how you and I talk about this on Mondays, how if you have digits in the bank and you want to give them to someone, there's a record of those digits. But if you have precious metals and you have them privately stored and you control them and you know, you physically have them in your possession or under your control at a location that is private. And I'm not talking about in a safety deposit box, because I don't think there's much safety in a safety deposit box, because the feds can get it anytime they want. So if you have control over it, you can give those medals to whomever you want, whenever you want, and it's private. And I think that is so very important, because it used to be like that. It used to be that you could give, inheritance could just go from one person to another without the government stealing a portion of it. What right do they have to any of it? What right does the state nor the federal government have a right to what you've worked so hard for? So my point is, it's absolutely private, and I really like that feature.
Yeah, Vincent, if I can also say, too, a lot of people who buy medals are not buying on the super lows, and they're not buying on the high of highs. They are accumulating over time, year to year to year to year. So on an aggregate basis, they are ahead, regardless of what gold or the price of gold and silver do, because they have been acquiring this metal over a period of time. And I think that goes along with any prudent investing. Just don't say, here's 100 grand, I'm going to buy it all in one shot, and that's that. You do it over time. So instead of doing, 100,000 in one shot or whatever, you just take it down and you divide it, say, by, you buy 20,000 worth of 1 year, you buy 20 the next year, regardless what the price does.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people...
Side.
Yes, and a lot of people have that strategy. And as they accumulate extra wealth in digits, they put a portion of that into precious metals. Now, I don't advocate, Frank, I don't advocate that we put everything that we have into precious metals. I think it should go into many things. Like, for me, it's gone into land. It's gone into farm equipment. It's gone into tractors. But I don't go to a tractor company and buy a brand new tractor. My newest tractor, I believe, is a 1991. It's a John Deere tractor. I've got a 40 horsepower, and then I have a 40 horsepower International tractor, which is 1989. And then I have another tractor, which is probably around the same vintage, that's 20 horsepower. Then I have a 100 horsepower tractor. So my reserves have gone into equipment and land and materials to keep the farm going, and precious metals. Frank Underhill, Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, is there something that you want to talk about specifically at this portion of the Earth segment?
Well, I just want to talk a bit about currencies, Vincent, and mm-hmm. I also want to talk about a couple of other topics. First of all, for people who watch What Metals Do, pay attention to currencies. If you see a basket of foreign currencies rising against the dollar, that's very bullish for metal. And if you see the dollar going up, and of course it's negative for metal, but whatever gold or silver does, it's you got to always bear in mind that it's a contra dollar investment. You are banking on the drifting dollar as opposed to a rallying dollar. Now, Vincent, you had some interesting topics on your USA Prepares website, and one of them was about World War II memorabilia on eBay. And where did you dig that story up? Because I actually found it quite fascinating, and I think we spoke earlier about this morning.
Well, I scour the news. When I'm on the air, I scour the news during the commercial breaks. When I'm off the air, I scour. If I go out to the tractor, you know, check the fencing, check the cows, those kinds of things, feed the animals. When I'm not doing that, I'm reading the news and preparing the website for articles of interest to me that I think would be interesting to everybody. So I look lots of places. But I have some friends, Frank, who are in the militaria collecting fields. And I have some artifacts from some military artifacts. I've got some right here in the studio, Frank. I want to say I am not a Nazi. And I am very concerned that what's happening right now in our current administration is akin to using Adolf Hitler's playbook. Right now, Right now. And I've said it in the past, and people who've said it have been marginalized, and they've been made to look foolish. Well, I'll say it right here, right now. You know, we have a ministry of propaganda. And that ministry of propaganda is the mainstream media. They're saying, hey, real estate's recovering. It's doing nicely. You know, everything's looking good, and sales are up. And then they'll correct that, you know, next day or two or three. They'll say that retail sales are up for Christmas, and they've said it year after year after year. And after, like, February and March, they'll say, well, geez, it really wasn't as good as we thought. And as a matter of fact, it was horrible. So we have a ministry of propaganda, just like the Goebbels were for Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Well, anyway, so I found it interesting to see the parallels between the Nazi, the rise to power of the Nazis, and the control of the people in the concentration camps, and we have FEMA camps, and it seems kind of similar to me. So I posted this article, and it's called eBay's, this is their title, eBay's Sick Trade in Holocaust Souvenirs. Outrage over auctions of death camp relics. And then I said, in part of the title on my post, I disagree, because the buyers of these historical artifacts will tend to protect and keep them for all of us to remember, rather than those relics being destroyed or lost forever. Are you asking me to describe this?
Well, Vincent, you also hit on something else too, that your listeners and listeners, this is why I adore and admire Vincent, because he mentioned that in conversation that when people get these collectibles, or say if they donate it to a museum, you know, the museum says thank you, and then they wind up burying it for 50 years, and then later, oh, we found this new revelation, and it never gets to be shared. But this way, like you said, if people buy this stuff on, at least they have a reminder or remembrance of this is what they want to remember. But you're saying how important the collector is to this, you know, whether it's looted artwork from dealers or museums or artifacts like what you're talking about. And like I said, I was very pleased that you brought that kind of a story up to public attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know
these relics are stored and hoarded, and no one gets to see them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a man who lives on the East Coast. He'll remain nameless. And when we come back, I'll tell you about an artifact that he has that is very, very controversial. Most people would say, burn it. You know, you shouldn't even have that. You shouldn't be allowed to have it. It should be illegal to have it. When we come back, I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what he's done with it. And you might find it fascinating. And it's along the same line of thinking that Frank's got right now. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about World War II collectibles and militaria. And I have a friend, our family has a friend, who owns the finest example known of a concentration camp uniform. Some people call them pajamas, and they are wide-striped, bluish, light blue, gray, and an off-color white stripe, and they were assigned to the Jews to wear in the concentration camps so they could be easily recognized. And this man has the finest example known. And he lent it to the Smithsonian. And it It was there for a couple of years. Had a little trouble getting it back. And what happens is we think, geez, you know, let's lend these items to a museum. The museum charges people to go to see them. The person who lends these artifacts don't get anything. Absolutely nothing. And you even have to insist that the Smithsonian insures them to make sure that, you know, you've got some coverage should there be a theft or damage or some kind of destruction to the item that you're lending. But anyway, he ultimately got it back. But the point I'm trying to make is that what happens, and you've read the stories about how a museum finds something in the basement. So you entrust, you think that this museum is full of employees who really care about your item, and they're going to take care of it as well or better than you. And that may not be the case. So I am advocating that it's fine for people to buy, own, and collect these items that remind us of the horrors of war, so that we don't allow those horrors of war to be repeated. In the studio right now, I have in my hands a full sheet of stamps. They are Third Reich stamps. They have Adolf Hitler's picture on them. You know, it's a engraving, but it's a full sheet. Now, when was the last time you saw a full sheet of authentic Nazi stamps? When was the last time? It's an artifact, and if, you know, someone comes over to the farm and they say, "Hey, you know, I'm really interested in World War II," I can pull out a sheet of stamps. I can pull out a coffee cup and saucer that has a Nazi swastika on the bottom of it. I keep some of these things in my studio to remind me where we're going. And I don't like where we're going. I really don't like it. I also have in the studio with me, and I thought I'd share this with you, I have a German dagger. This dagger is brass. It's about 16 to 18 inches long. And it is inscribed, Captain, K-A-P-I-T-A-N, Carl, K-A-R-L, middle initial F, last name Merton, M-E-R-T-E-N. So who is Captain Carl Merton? Well, he was the commander of U-boat number 68. U-boat number 68 sank 29 ships. He was the commander of a sub that sank 29 ships. 181,000 tons of ship and ships. He was born in 1905 and he died in 1993. He was the number 4 U-boat ace for the Nazis. And we have his presentation dagger that was presented to him by his men. Now, is that something of value? Absolutely. Is it a historical artifact? Absolutely. Is it genuine? Absolutely. So you heard me talk about going to an annual event in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. I was really hoping to make it, and I was going to go with someone who was going to share the driving, and we're going to drive nonstop, and I was going to broadcast from there, and I was unable to make it. But I'm interested in World War II, World War I, the war between the states, the war of northern aggression. I'm interested in all these wars, how they got started, and how many people lost their lives needlessly. So these artifacts, Frank, to me are very important because they are reminders of the atrocities of men on men. It's horrible. So what are your thoughts, Frank?
Well, I agree. It was a very dark history in our chapter in our history. And on the collectible, like, no question. I think even in Germany, though, it's forbidden to even collect that stuff. Am I correct there?
Mm-hmm.
And in America, you have the freedom to collect really anything. And I think that that artifact you have is, is probably, not only have, it's also probably worth something as well, too, as an intangible. But no question, if you don't remember the past, one is condemned to repeat it. And here we are 60 years later or 70 years, we still talk about this topic. Military Channel dedicates a lot of hours to this topic, actually. So I think basically your friend with the coveralls there, he's probably lucky to get it back.
Yeah, and I can see the bids on this post. It looks like it went 8,000. I'll buy it now. $8,500. Now that may seem like a lot of money, but that is very low. I mean, these are dirty, filthy, worn, mud on them, kind of, washed but mud on them. Those are examples of a really worn one. The one that my friend owns, the finest example, the reason he has the finest example is because that was the last one. That was the last one to be used when the Red Cross came for their inspections of the concentration camp. And they would put the prisoners in, their finest uniforms, their finest prison uniforms, when the Red Cross came for the inspection. So they could say, you know what? These guys are eating okay. They're well cared for. They've got clean clothes. But that really was not the case. This was the last one that had not been used before the war ended. And it was taken by someone on the Allied side, and it was sold ultimately to my friend. And what's it worth? Probably close to $20,000. So it is a remembrance. It is something that we need to think about, and we can't let it happen again. I used to have a Nazi a medal. Everybody could have one of these medals. I mean, it was really, all you had to do is be a German, you get one of these little round medals. I had it on my keychain, had a little swastika on it. And it was a remembrance to me every day when I picked up my keys that we could go there. Now, some people who probably saw that might have thought, this guy's a skinhead, and I don't have a skinhead. I have, a full head of hair. But people probably think, if they saw it without knowing why I had it, they might have thought I was nuts. But I have these possessions because I'm constantly reminded of where we're going. And maybe that's why I say some of the things that I say, and maybe that's why I get in so much trouble locally here in Missouri. And behind me is a picture of LZ-129, the Hindenburg. And it was a photograph. It's literally a photograph when it was docked at Lakehurst Naval Station in Lakehurst, New Jersey. And it has the Olympics rings on it because the Nazis were involved in the 1939 Olympics. This airship, the Hindenburg, flew over my wife's grandmother's farm. They saw it fly over, and they heard it burst into flames.
Wow.
So it's the very one. And this was on the voyage before it blew up. And there's a lot of speculation as to why it blew up. There's a couple shell casings, 30-06 shell casings were found at the air station. They thought maybe someone shot through it and started leaking hydrogen gas and, ignited it. But, it was a pretty darn dangerous thing to put hydrogen explosive gas in a balloon like that. I mean, it really was dangerous, but
it wasn't stable.
It was really dangerous. Hydrogen is so light. I mean, it's a great concept, but it's so dangerous and so ignitable, very, very easily ignitable. But anyway, that's why I have some of these artifacts, and I think that if people can collect them and actually take care of them and preserve them and pass them on and make sure that they don't rust or corrode or degrade or get mold or mildew. I think it's a great way to preserve history and to teach history. I mean, I can literally put this dagger in someone's hands and they'll say, wow. So this really did belong to the number 4 German U-boat ace. Or I could put these stamps, which are in a protective plastic holder. They can actually see that these really are stamps. And yes, you could tear them off because you have the perforations, and you could lick them and stick them on an envelope. And that was used in for mail in Nazi Germany.
And a lesson to be learned, tyranny.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we look at the lessons, we see that we had the stormtroopers. We have Homeland Security. And the stormtroopers were above the law. And it seems like right now the authorities working for the government, our government, are above the law. Why else would they wear ski masks? Why would they wear ski masks if they were not afraid of being recognized for the evils that they perpetrate? I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. At some point, I'd like to talk about a small farm trade show and conference I went to, and would like to talk...
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed-out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So the question you might ask yourselves is, why am I talking about Nazi memorabilia? Well, there are a lot of places that you can put your stored wealth, right? You can put it in the bank, you can put it in gold, you can put it in tractors, you can put it in land, you can put it in collectibles. Well, the reality is that the World War II Nazis are not making any more of their collectibles. I paid 6 cents a piece for each one of these stamps in the sheet. So there's 100 stamps in the sheet. I paid $6 for the sheet. There's currently an example on eBay. I just went to eBay during the break. And a very, very similar example of this is selling for $42.95. So if I were to get plus $4.95 shipping, so if I were to sell mine on eBay, I would realize a profit, wouldn't I? I mean, if I could get that buy it now price of $42.95. Now, there are others on sale or for sale on eBay for 99 cents per stamp. So that would be, if you want 100 stamps, like the full sheet that I have, that would be $99. Or there's another guy selling some for $15, which is still more than double what I paid for mine at $6 for the entire sheet. So that's why I'm mentioning that. There's the possibility that if you buy at the right price, you can put some of your stored wealth into collectibles that have historical value, and you can possibly realize a profit if you go to sell them. So that's why I went through the length to discuss the Nazi memorabilia. And there's this mystique about the Nazis that people are always interested in, or mostly interested in, mostly always interested in what the Nazis were up to, because they were so evil. And by the way, Captain Carl Merton, there was this feeling among the Allies that if you're going to be sunk, you'd want him to do the sinking, because what he would do is, after he disabled your ship, he'd wait around to make sure that you got on the life rafts, and if needed, he would tow you to shore and then leave. He wouldn't kill everybody. He would just sink the ship. That's what he was interested in doing. So those are my thoughts on the collectability of World War II memorabilia, Frank.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing that. And mm-hmm. You talk about also in investing. You know, you never know. You buy something at a flea market or a yard sale, and you never know what you're going to end up with. And I think for a $6 investment worth 40 some odd dollars today, I think everyone should be tuning into the Antiques Roadshow and buying this stuff.
Well, and really, it's a history lesson. I can't tell you how many instructors have come to the forum, and they'll see I have a bookshelf outside of our studio, and it's 8 feet high, and it's 12 feet wide, and it has almost nothing but World War II books and information. I mean, it's packed with World War II information. People see, you know, Mein Kampf, and they'll say, whoa, you have a copy of Mein Kampf. Well, that's another collectible that's worth way more than I paid for it. So a lot of these things can be, you know, a store of wealth, if you consider that wealth. I think it's interesting, and they'll look at it, and they'll say, wow, it's neat. What other stuff do you have? And, you know, you can pull out the stamps, and they find it absolutely fascinating because it's a great way for children to learn history, and that's one of the vehicles that we used here at our farm to teach our children about history, the good and the bad. Now, Frank, on the other side of the news and commercials, you want to talk about is real estate a good place to park your money?
Absolutely.
Okay, and what else would you like to talk about?
Well, there was an interesting story on dark history of what a lady did with her 7-year-old son on Halloween, and I thought it was quite disturbing, but not for the reasons that you may think.
Okay, when we come back, and also I'll talk about a trade show I went to after top of the hour news and commercials. Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.